Summary of Sunni Concepts. The role of the direct occupation in seeking to remove Islam from the reality of Muslims. It was the most important weapon used by the infidel West in its confrontation with the armies of the Ottoman Empire. It is to incite the spirit of Arab nationalism and the souls of the Arabs and plant agents among them. He promised them independent countries if they helped them in this confrontation. They were able to spark wars against the Ottoman Caliphate with armies of fools who belonged to Islam. Until Allenby was able to occupy Jerusalem with an army that includes people like these alongside its Western forces, the countries of the Islamic world fell into the grip of the abhorrent Western occupation, represented by Britain in some of them and France in others, through what was known as the Sykes-Picot Agreement. Then this occupation soon implemented its malicious plans to remove Islam from the reality of Muslims. It was represented by, first, the Islamic movements resisting this invasion were eliminated, especially jihadist movements, such as the movements of Abdelkader al-Jazari in Algeria, Omar al-Mukhtar in Libya, and Abdul Karim al-Khattabi in Morocco, and Ismail the Martyr in India, and the Mahdi movement in Sudan. Despite the latter's deviations in some of its concepts about Islam, they succeeded in containing Hassan al-Banna's call in Egypt. They assassinated him and dealt several blows by their agents for his movement. Secondly, abolition of Sharia courts and replacing them with positive laws. So they started doing that in India, then Algeria in 3800 AD, Egypt in the year 83,800 AD. The Sharia ruling was limited to personal status. Then Tunisia in 96-900 AD. And Morocco in the year 13,900 AD. This was a little delayed in Iraq and the Levant. Third, eliminating Islamic education and Islamic endowments. Cunning schemes were made to gradually reduce religious education, replace non-religious education. Secondly, abolition of Sharia courts and replacing education with positivism, replace non-religious education. The most famous of these is the Cromer and Dollop scheme in Egypt, who pursued a long-term policy. The role of Al-Azhar and the treaty was reduced, and I cancelled your recitation of the Quran. He did the same in Iraq and Morocco. The scholars were turned into employees of the endowments directorate and spreading non-religious education, and widely supported. Universities based on a purely religious basis flourished. Fourth, supporting non-Islamic sects, and those who were scattered were revived. Its members hold important positions in the state. He took over the administration of the Syrian University, for example, Constantine Rizk al-Nasrani. The Nusayriya Bataniya sect succeeded from controlling important positions in Syria. After the French called them Alawites, they also controlled the army command. They controlled the Muslim majority in Syria. Egypt's Copts were also empowered to hold important positions in the state. They built many Christian churches and schools, and in most African countries. The occupation left from there. After he left behind Christian governments, it rules peoples, some of whom are Muslim. 99%. A similar thing happened in India, in which Muslims turned into a weak minority. The English, Hindus, and Sikhs devour it. And in addition to that, the occupation created new sects, such as Babism and Baha'ism, and Qadianiyya, the significance of which became clear to Muslims over the days and years. Fifth, creating clients from among Muslims. The occupation chose individuals who filled their minds with secular ideas. Then they created false championships for themselves and inflated them, until the people imagined that their salvation would be at the hands of these heroes. One of the most famous of these, secularism is the arch enemy of Islam. Mustafa Kemal, are you leaving? 6. Implementing the recommendations of Orientalists and missionaries, and supervising the success of their tasks, and overcome the obstacles that may hinder them.